All summer, we've been running a series called Three Books. We ask writers to recommend a group of books on a single theme. Today, our recommendations come from an All Things Considered listener in Wilmington, Delaware. Mary Kennedy wrote to us a couple of months ago to suggest three books set in Miami's South Beach.
If Paris is a movable feast, South Beach is an all-night party. I know exactly when I caught South Beach fever. It was 1984, and Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas were starring in a new TV show called Miami Vice. I was hooked. Flash forward to the present day. Writers love South Beach because the milieu is hip, edgy, filled with possibilities for compelling plots and outrageous characters. Mix one part Art Deco, one part Cubanita culture, one part surreal fantasy, and you've got a book. Barbara Parker, former Miami prosecutor and best-selling novelist, has just released another sizzling thriller set in South Beach. In the dark of day, her protagonist, high-profile defense attorney C.J. Dunn, mingles with society mavens, porn kings, dirty politicians, and television honchos. Almost every scene is filled with the flavor of South Beach, from the glitzy hotels on Collins Avenue to the trendy boutiques on Lincoln Road. Caridad Pinheiro, a Manhattan attorney and author who was born in Havana, is enchanted by South Beach. Her novels are as wild and sexy as mojitos. South Beach Chicas Catch Their Man is the story of four female friends, all smart, sexy, professional women who love their jobs, adore their men, and put their families first. The dialogue is crisp, edgy, filled with Spanish phrases, and the chicas are irresistible. Think Sex and the City with a Latina flair. If you like characters with a dangerous edge, Brian Antoni's book, South Beach the Novel, fits the bill. Characters change, morph, reinvent themselves, because in South Beach, anything is possible. The main character, 29-year-old Gabriel Tucker, is thrust into the strange and wonderful world of South Beach when his uncle leaves him an apartment building in the historic district. Tucker quickly finds himself caught up in the lives and loves of a bizarre cast of characters who live in the building. The reader is dazzled by the decadent atmosphere and wonders, will Tucker save the apartment building from the wrecking ball? Antoni's book captures South Beach in the heady days of the 80s, when it was called a sunny place for shady people. South Beach is just as tantalizing today as it was in the days of Miami Vice. Pick up a South Beach novel, grab a mojito, and immerse yourself in a little fantasy as you catch some rays. Perfecto.
Mary Kennedy writes young adult novels. She says she's traveled to South Beach over 50 times in the last 20 years. Her recommendations for our series three books are The Dark of Day by Barbara Parker, South Beach Chicas Catch Their Man by Caridad Pinheiro, and South Beach the Novel by Brian Antoni. You can find other three books recommendations at npr.org.